Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative tunes brought to you by myself, Nigel, alone in the studio tonight on my own. All I've got really lined up for you tonight is pretty much the same as most weeks, which is a bunch of tunes and a bit of news and a bit of information about releases and things like that. All of which will be coming up through the show, but it's mainly about the tunes. And I started tonight with a band called Collide. Now, I used to play them a lot on the show in years gone by and haven't done much recently. I've completely missed the fact that they've recently released a remix album, and that is off that said album. I don't actually have my hands on the whole album. That one track is available for a free download. I'll go into the details about that in the next segment, but not quite yet. But that's free download from Collide, of which that's from their latest album, their latest remix album, and it's sounding pretty good, so I actually probably should get my hands on more of their stuff, and no doubt I'll probably have that remix album by the next show if it's all of that caliber. Anyway, that's the plan for tonight. I will just plow on, and I'm gonna play some more tunes. This is a band called Society Burning. you heard the Grendel with Shortwired from the Chemicals and Circuitry CD single. Before that, I played Control Collapse with Prisoner of the Dark Mix from Worldwide Electronics Volume 1. I really should get hold of more Control Collapse. I do like their stuff. And before that, Society Burning with Awaken. That's track one from their album Tactic that was released in 1997. It doesn't sound like it's aged much from then. And it's also available as a free download, so if you go to societyburning.com, I think it is, if you just Google Society Burning's website, it's there, available as a free download. They're giving that one away. But now it's time for the news, really, to run down stuff. And if you remember my last show, there was very little news. It was Christmas time, New Year period, and there was very little announced. That does all seem to have changed. I've got a big list of stuff here to tell you in front of me. The first is Mesh. The great UK band Mesh have got a single coming out called Born to Lie, and it's due out on January the 18th, so only a week or so away. It's taken from their forthcoming album Automation Baby, which is due in February. So lots of stuff from Mesh. I've noticed the Mesh website has also started announcing European tour dates as well. So fingers crossed they'll appear on the UK scene at some point this coming year as well. We've got, you know, the whole year ahead. Hopefully they'll do at least one or two gigs. So I've always really enjoyed Mesh live. They've always, I don't know, they come across really good live. I would say even slightly better than they are recorded. But yeah, so Mesh has new material, and I'll hopefully have some of that to play to you by the next radio show, so in a couple of weeks' time. That should be out, and I should have heard it by then. Also, Depeche Mode are releasing a new single called Heaven on the 28th of January, and this will be from their forthcoming album due for release in March. If you want to have a listen to what Heaven sounds like, you can go to YouTube. I found the video for it on YouTube, so just search for Depeche Mode Heaven on YouTube and you'll find it. It's not that tricky. So it's kind of already out there, but you can actually be able to buy it on January the 28th, so end of this month. So good stuff from Depeche Mode. Dead Eyes Opened have announced that they're going to release their debut album, Tyrants, in February. That is great stuff. I think I played a track from them. They played a flock a few weeks ago, possibly the December flock. I can't quite remember the details. And they did a storming set, and I think I played a track by them on the show as well. So that's one to definitely look out for, and I'll be definitely looking forward to that album if it's anything like that one single that's been passed around a little. Also, as it goes, pledges for albums. A couple of local bands are doing pledge drives for albums so they can fund the recording of said albums. The first one I want to mention is Rhombus. I've played them a lot on this show. They're coming up to doing their third album. It's going to be titled Here Be Dragons. And if you go to pledgemusic.com and search for Rhombus, you will find... it's got to, I think the last time I checked was a couple of days ago, but it's got to about 70% of its pledges. It needs to get to 100% by the end of February. That's when the pledging runs until. And if you pledge for an album, you can get a special deal. You can get like signed versions. Depending how much money you pledge, you can get different versions of it. You can get downloads. You can get T-shirt bundles. You can get all sorts. It's all detailed on pledgemusic.com. So... It's and I think it's a great way of funding local bands to get them the kind of the capital they need to actually print up a bunch of CDs and book recording studio time. A lot of bands go into debt just to actually create these CDs, some of which may end up, you know, in a pile in their basement for the next few years if they don't sell enough. So it's quite a gamble. And this actually gives the band a lot of encouragement that there's people out there who want to hear their music. So this is why I think a lot of bands are going this pledge route. And this is a very good reason to do it. But yes, Rhombus, stunning music from both their albums so far. So I doubt there'll be anything less so in the forthcoming Here Be Dragons album. So yes, pledgemusic.com and check out Rhombus. Now, the second band I wanted to mention, haven't played on this show, or at least not much, is Eureka Machines. Now, they do have kind of connections into the goth world of things, but we won't dwell on those. What I will say is they do very, very, very good pop rock. They're Leeds-based, so they're pretty local. And they've also got their third album on its way. Now, subtle difference is when they put their Pledge Music page up, it got to 100% in about 12 hours, I think. It's currently at over 300%. The thing is, you can still pledge. You can still say, here, I promise you some of my money if you would like to send me an album when it's done. And you can do different kinds of pledges. You can get all sorts of special deals as well from that. So yeah, it's at 300%, but you can still pledge, and it's due out at the same time as the Rhombus album. I think that pledge runs until the end of February. So that's two great albums that are essentially due at the end of, well, I'm not sure if we're going to get them. I think the Eureka Machine says they'll release the album at the end of February. I'm not sure when Rhombus have said they're going to release the album, if at all they're going to release it. So definitely stuff to watch for. And if you're fans of those bands, definitely stuff to pledge for, I think. It keeps the bands going. What else was I going to tell you? A band called Clix, who I've played a couple of times, have got a download on Bandcamp, a tip jar download, so it's a kind of pay what you want starting at zero, so you can get it for absolutely free. It's a track called Oh Lord. That's a band I've played a couple of times on this show, but this particular track is acoustic. Instrumental. It doesn't have any vocals. So I wasn't going to play it on this show, but if you are, have a listen. Get over to clix.bandcamp.com and you will find the Oh Lord track, and you can stream it for free, and you can download it for zero, or you can pay them some money if you think it's awesome. And like I said at the start of the show, Collide have released a free track called Lucky 13, and I actually forgot to mention the show, start of the show, it's the Damaged mix, because it's a remix album, so there's different mixes. And this is from their last album, Bent and Broken, which is a remix album, and it was released on the 10th of December, so I probably should get my hands on that at some point, because it sounds really good. Certainly, the Lucky 13 sounds really good. So that's available as a free download, but it's a bit of an odd mechanism of getting it. You go to www.collide.net and you create an account, like just a free account on their website where you would normally buy things, and you purchase the track by putting it in your shopping basket and then check out. But the track costs nothing and you have to give them no money. So you still get like a normal digital download, but you have to go through a normal purchasing routine. It may seem a little convoluted, but it's not that complex, and you still get a free track, and it's a pretty good one as well. So there you go. That's kind of lots of little bits of news. I get the feeling that bands are now properly gearing up for this year. I've seen notices of various gigs being planned 3, 4, 5 months in advance now. Gigs as far ahead as May are being kind of talked about and announced. So there's lots of stuff kind of simmering on the horizon. And it's good to see that lots of bands are being quite excited about this. And as usual, I'll tell you about stuff nearer the time rather than telling you 6 or 8 months in advance. That won't really help anyone, will it? But now I think it's time to carry on with the tunes. This is a band I want to see more of in 2013. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they're going to release something, and there was subtle hints on the WTII or WT2 record label Facebook that they'll be releasing something this year. So fingers crossed they do. I'd love to hear more new stuff by them. This is Stronghorn.
watching me laughing, looking at me laughing. Not a thought that I've often shared with a body that was unawares. But I figure if maybe I share, there's a faint possibility somebody will listen to me. When they go.
best to them, and we can fly away. In wonderland.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard there some of that's some awesome stuff. Certainly Meg Lee Chin there with Swallowing You from her album Peace and Love from forever ago, really, or at least it feels that way, has brought back some great memories for me. I wonder why I haven't played that on the show before. If I have, I've not played it much. Awesome track, and would love it if Meg Lee Chin was releasing more stuff, but I don't think she is doing. And before that, I played Dead When I Found Her Rain Machine. That was the Akrotung remix from the Ragdoll Blues 2 CD version with the remix disc. Now, that literally landed in my lap as I was leaving the house to come and do this show. So I've really not had a good listen to it. I've been told very good things about that particular CD, so I'm going to have a proper listen to it and probably play some more stuff when, well, next show, really, once I've had the chance to listen to it. And before that, I played Stromkern with Sublibrarian from their Dead Letters EP that was released last year, but I've got a feeling I've had it for quite a while, so I think it was released fairly early last year. And it was kind of teasing us that there may be some Stromkern material on the way. And we've still not really had anything else, unfortunately. So, fingers crossed, this year will be the year of more Stromkern material. We shall have to wait and see. But now it's time to run down the things going on, gigs, clubs and events in the local-ish area for the local-ish next couple of weeks. We have coming up on Friday the 18th of January, so not tomorrow, but a week tomorrow, I think it is. Electro Slav, Petrol Bastard and Sid.31 are playing the Royal Park Cellars in Leeds. This is an event that costs £4 to get in. It's Electro Slav are apparently part X-Action Direct, and they're quite industrially punk, and I get the feeling that all the other acts on that lineup are as well. So £4 to see three bands isn't bad. I found the details of that on a Facebook event, so if you search Facebook for Electro Slav, you'll be bound to find that event. Following that, on Saturday the 19th, we have the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union, third Saturday of the month as usual. The optional theme this time is doctors and nurses, but you can take that any way you want. So if you want to dress up as a doctor, or a Doctor Who maybe, or a nurse, or a zombie nurse, or whatever, it all works, and it's completely non-required theme, so you don't actually have to get dressed up. But it's the usual Wendy House with two rooms. You've got the main room of goth, rock, cheese, metal, a bit of everything goes on in there, and the smaller room, the Mutate room, of kind of hard dance, industrial, electronic stuff. That runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and costs £5 on the door, and more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, start of February, on Saturday the 2nd of February, the Flock has its usual formula of some bands followed by a club night. And this time it seems to be tribute bands. So the two bands are Mordenstein, I think, which is a Rammstein cover band, and The Marching Men, which is the Sisters of Mercy cover band, both at the library in Leeds. The doors are 7:30 till 10. Well, the doors are 7:30. I think the first band's usually on about 8. The bands run till 10, and that part costs £5 in advance, so probably a pound or so more on the door. Followed by the Flock Club Night, which runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And I can't remember the exact prices of that, but all the details will be on www.sheepish.net, or if you search for Flock or Mordenstein on Facebook, there's always Facebook events for that as well. And following that, on Friday the 8th of February, there are some gigs here in Bradford at the Gasworks. It's the Goth Up North Carpe Noctum Night, which is, as usual, it's some bands followed by a club night. You can see a pattern in that formula, can't you? Can you tell the guys who run both those nights know each other? Anyway, the bands that time for the Carpe Noctum night are The Last Cry, Luxury Stranger and Quasimodo. Three rather good bands, actually. Quasimodo recently played at The Flock in January in Leeds, and they're looking quite good. If you search Facebook, you can find I think it's on Facebook, possibly on YouTube, you'll be able to find a video of some of their gig. It was filmed and it's already online, so you can check them out for yourself. But I think they're quite good, and Luxury Stranger and The Last Cry have definitely proven themselves to be quite good already. So this is at the Gasworks in Bradford on Friday the February the 8th, and the doors are 7:30, bands are from 8 p.m. till 11 p.m. and the club night runs after that till 3 a.m. and as always, it's a free entry, so you can't really complain at that. It's good bands, free entry, club night, all good stuff. That's what I've got listed in the next couple of weeks or so. I know it's a vague or so because it goes on till probably about 4 weeks, but all good stuff, I think you'll agree, and I'll let you know about more stuff as it comes along. Right, now to continue with the tunes, I think I'm going to go a bit sideways here. This is from not last year, but the year before. This is The Gothicals. I really just love this band's attitude of having fun. This is from their album Industrial Lights Magic, and it's You Have Found the Hawk's Claw.
In my hand, in this mystical land.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Cyanotic with Monochrome Skies. That's the grey version from the Medpack Volume 1. That's a real cool down-tempo version that shows that they're not all about kind of fast industrial stuff. And before that, we had the Gothicals with You Have Found the Hawk's Claw from Industrial Lights and Magic. And I think that's pretty much it from me tonight. I've run out of time, really, as usual. I'm going to leave you with something that I'm not really sure how to classify. It doesn't really sound that industrial or electronic or alternative. It's just odd, but it's good odd. It's How to Destroy Angels. It's from the Omen EP. It's Trent Reznor's project with his wife and a couple of other people, and it's a track called Ice Age. So I'm going to leave you with that tonight, and I will be back in a fortnight's time. So enjoy, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.